Thank you, Tim. I'm still studying the Sermon on the Mount, and so that's what you'll be getting this morning. We'll begin in Matthew chapter 5, in verse number 21. If you have a Bible, you might want to turn around, because I didn't put all these scriptures on the slide. But Matthew chapter 5, in verse number 21. We're just going to go through 21 and 22 to start out with. It says, "Ye have heard that it was said by them of old time, Thou shalt not kill. And whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment. But I say unto you that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment." Before I go any further, Christ Jesus isn't giving them a new law. I want to make that point clear right now. He's giving them no new commandment with this, that if you have anger with your brother without a cause, that you'll be a danger of the judgment. There, beginning of verse 22. This judgment is the same judgment that we have whenever we kill someone. So he's saying that if your anger is towards your brother and you don't have a cause for it, your judgment is the same as it is if you killed them. Christ is the Jews, or the scribes and Pharisees, had a tendency to always look at the outward man. And that was part of what made him so angry, is that it was always about the outward man with them. And they never was about the inward man, or at least very seldom. And so Christ is, if you have your Bible, we're going back up to verse 17. Verse 20. In verse 20 there in Matthew 5, it says, "For I say unto you that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, ye shall no case enter the kingdom of heaven." Christ isn't teaching them anything new. He's telling them that it's not the outward, the sin, you're sinning before you even kill someone. You know, if you commit murder, it's because you're angry with them, or there's anger in you somewhere that has caused you to do this action. And so with that, he is teaching them that you commit sin way before you commit the action. It's in your heart. The sin is in your heart, and that's what we're going to look at this morning. Continuing on there, verse 22, it says, "And whosoever shall say to his brother, Raca, shall be in danger of the council. But whosoever shall say, Thou fool, shall be in danger of hell fire." Tell us that their anger, your inward anger towards people, if not justified, and it usually never is, causes you to sin and causes you to fall further and further from Christ. In James 1, 19 through 20, it says, "Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God." Bring to mind Cain and Abel. Cain, was his sin in killing Abel? Or did he sin way before he killed him? Something to think about. Something to think about when you get angry. And I'm not standing up here with a person that doesn't have anger issues. I have very bad anger issues. Just yesterday, I was trying to get a bull. We pulled him off of our heifers. I was trying to get him to the corral, and he would not go. And it made me angry. And then on the way back to the corral, after about giving up on him, my horse fell down into a hole that, where the ground has sunk in on an Enbridge pipeline. And if there would have been somebody that worked for Enbridge there at the time, I might have beat them. But luckily I was the only one out there, and I can say and act however I want to. Nobody has to see it but me. But God sees it. He sees that anger that's in me, whether nobody else does, whether I voice my opinion or not and start cursing frantically. He sees it in my heart. And by our hearts are we judged. Our anger is a selfish act. My rights have been violated. My feelings have been hurt. My sense of justice was violated. Our anger is not in defense of God and His holiness most of the time. In my case, it might be different for you. And what Jesus was teaching them was nothing new. Back in Leviticus, the part of the law is in 19, verse 17 through 18, it says, "Thou shalt not hate thy brother in thine heart. Thou shalt in any wise rebuke thy neighbor and not suffer sin upon him. Thou shalt not avenge nor bear any grudge against the children of thy people. But thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. I am the Lord." You know, these verses once again show that a sin can be committed way before murder does. 1 John 3:15 says, "Whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer, and he know that no murder hath eternal life abiding in him." Christ gave us he goes on, we're going to look at the next verses 23 through 26 next, and he helps give us an answer to our anger and our problems. And this is the part that I'm going to say that I'm not very good with, because I feel like if I can keep my anger to myself and I don't voice it towards one of my brethren, you know, that everything's okay, but it's not. You know, Brother Britt stomped on my toes a couple of Sundays ago, and I was angry with him. I didn't do anything to him. I didn't say anything to him, but that anger was in here. And I might as well have hit him, because God saw me anyway, so what's the difference, right? Now I can justify hitting him. That's even better. Look at Christ's answer for the disciples that he was speaking to on the mount. Verse 23, it says, "Therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar, and there rememberest that thy brother hath aught against thee, leave there thy gift before the altar, and go thy way. First be reconciled to thy brother, and then come and offer thy gift." The Jewish community, their gift giving, their sacrifices was their way of life. And it was something that they did religiously. I mean, that was one thing that the Pharisees got right. They were always, you know, "You gotta give your sacrifices." And whether it was right, whether it was always for the outward appearance, some say that it is, some say not, but either way, it was that important to them. But if you have sin in your heart towards your brother, Christ is teaching them that it's best if you leave that there, leave your sacrifice, and go make amends. That does not need to be in your heart before you make that sacrifice. Verses 25 and 26, it says, "Agree with thine adversary quickly, whilst thou art in the way with him. Lest at any time the adversary deliver thee to the judge, and to the judge deliver thee to the office, and thou be cast into prison. Verily I say unto thee, that thou shalt no means come out thence, till thou hast paid the utmost farthing." I get angry. I'm on the Briscoe's fire department. I got angry at our fire chief the other day. We were on a grass fire on Dean Tips's. If you go through Briscoe to come to church, you'll see where it burned there on the south side of the road. But I got angry, and not only did I get angry with our fire chief, I was nowhere around him, but we have these headsets, and I was sitting on the front of the truck, and the guy that was driving, luckily he somewhat knows me, and I had to apologize to him because I got mad and I vocalized my anger. And it wasn't something that, it wasn't scriptural by any means. I just didn't like the situation. In times past, we had talked about how we conduct ourselves on these grass fires and the procedures that we take whenever certain things are happening. And we didn't follow that procedure that day, and it made me angry. But our fire chief was the one that made the call. I voted for that fire chief to be in that position. Therefore, I back him up no matter what call he makes, unless it's to get someone hurt. So think about your anger. Think about, is it justified? 90% of the time, it's probably not. Think about making amends with that person. How often does that anger build and just keep growing and get so big that you thinking to yourself you can never defend or never forgive that person, you can never trust them again. You've been hurt way too many times when actually you've only been hurt one or two times. How often did Christ tell us to forgive? Was it 7 times 70 or 9 times 90, something like that? Too many to count. I haven't had that many people even offend me in my whole life. And yet I hold anger inside me towards people. So I ask you to think about your anger this morning. If you hold grudges like I do, we won't get into grudges this morning, just anger. Christ said, teaches them here in these verses to make amends before it gets too big and out of control. Previously on the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5 and 9 says, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God." You know, Christ wants us to have peace in our life. I mean, to truly be His children, I think that's something that we should strive for. Don't let your anger build to the point to where you start saying hurtful words. Because a lot of times those words can't be taken back. I mean, once that is voiced, I mean, it's out there. I like to think that if you keep it inside, it's still in between you and God, and you can make an amends with that. Whenever you start voicing your opinion and start saying hateful words to somebody, you know, that forgiveness to me gets a whole lot harder. And I don't know if it's a pride issue or not. Or to just flat out say, "I was wrong, will you forgive me?" You know, those few short little words seem like they can take a lifetime to say. Matthew 12:36-37 says, "But I say unto you, that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof unto the day of judgment. For by thy word shalt thou be justified, and by thy word shalt thou be condemned." This lesson is yours this morning. It's not very much, but I think it's enough. Think on your anger. If you have anger issues like I do, this was a slap in the face is what this was to me. I should have skipped it, I guess, but